There's never been a better time than right now to be a musician. Jenny hit Austin. My name's Phil, and I just want to play rock and roll, man.
Tougher than the rest.
Just want to do things my own way, you know.
Countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast, broadcasting in beautiful high-definition audio or something quite like it to all four corners of the globe, of this planet, this greenish-blue planet that we call, lovingly, our Earth. Fans, it's Phil here. So long since I've been with you here, but I have been out at the front and now I'm back at the news. Summer's tough, man. Summer, the heat, the travel, the kids are home driving me nuts. Good grief. But I'm emerging, man. I'm emerging from this summer onslaught of activity we've had going on here. Business and so much more. Kids, traveling. Anyway, thrilled to be back. Thanks for all the great feedback I've gotten on the record. It's making its way out there now, making its way onto iTunes, Spotify, Rhapsody, anything and everything else you can think of. The new album, Aw Yeah, that you heard first here on the podcast, the last two episodes, playing through that stuff. What do you think, man? Huh? Love it. Love it. Little out there. Got a Joe Jackson cover on there. A couple of instrumentals. And then, five or six Pritchett full band things going on. And guess what, man? I got another one in the can. I got another one in the can almost of new songs. And we're just going to keep delivering them, man, like we always do. And keep it fresh for you out there. Well, Phil, folks, it's... been a wonderful summer, hadn't it? Golly, haven't been too hot really yet. Gosh, it was like 75 degrees the other day. Me and some guys were out moving around town, playing a little golf. You know, I played in high school. I played growing up. So I love the game. I had a long life playing the game of golf. Although I hadn't played much at all in like the last 20 years. Because I've been out there busting my ass for the music, man. You know what I mean. But I've got a little time, just been playing a little bit more than I have, been enjoyable, been pretty fun, and God, the weather just hadn't been that hot. We've been out there doing okay, doing all right. Well, in some bigger band news, man, our buddy Richard Marshall, little brother of J.W. Blue, you know our bass player, Marshall. His little brother has moved down. Richard, he's been playing shows with us. 7 feet tall, playing keyboards, playing mandolin, harmonica, all kinds of stuff. Singing some songs occasionally. So we love having Richard. In fact, we're going to be doing that, take him to the firehouse for the first time, and a couple other places that he hadn't been yet. The new configuration of the band. A four-piece, man. Can you believe it? Hey, man, just trying stuff. Trying new things, new sounds, new little wrinkles in the live fabric. All are welcome here. All are welcome. And other big band news, man. Some of y'all have seen it. The word is out. The photos are out there online to see, to enjoy. The band has purchased an RV. The full band has purchased an RV. For further emphasis, I'm going to say it one more time. The full band. Actually, a member of the full band, who shall remain nameless, I'll just say it's not me, has purchased an RV. That's right, man. You've heard it here first. I think the first time we took it was to Corpus Christi, I believe. We had it down there for the last surf club gig. It's been to Beaumont a few times. Got a great deal on it. Of course, anytime someone buys something like this, you got a great deal on it. Always. Does anybody just go, hey, I got a new car, man. Oh, really? How do you like it? Just, man, I got a terrible deal on it. I paid too much for it, but I really wanted it anyway, so I didn't care. No one tells the truth. It's just always, I mean, I got a good deal on it. You know, I just couldn't pass it up. You know, I talked the guy down. You know, he tried to give me the hard sell. I said, look, I'm not paying any more than this. That's always the story. So needless to say, that's the story I got when the RV rolls up. This thing's what, mid-90s, early 90s, Class C variety. That means it's got the kind of the van compartment up front. And a sleeping quarters on top, like the big bunk on top of the driving cab. Then you've got a booth and a galley and a bathroom and a bed in the back. So we just throw all our stuff in there, man, drive it down. It guzzles gas. Oh, my, does it guzzle gas. Crikey. But you know what? Then you get to the gig, man. You look at some unsuspecting light socket somewhere. You plug that thing in. The whole thing just fires up. The roof AC, the refrigerators, boom. All of a sudden you're ice cold. Sitting there backstage in some parking lot at a festival, kicking up your feet, watching a movie, you know, watching some DVDs, you know. And DVDs. We got a lot of DVDs. But it's been pretty fun, man. Been pretty fun. So the cool thing is, too, man, if the band we played in Beaumont and parked it at our friend's house, Kevin Haggard. Sorry, Haggard, parked it there. I slept in the house. The band was asleep on the RV. I had to get back really early on Sunday. I hate waking up the band real early. They've been out late, all that kind of stuff. And it's hard to rouse guys out of bed. Come on, I got to go. I got to take a shower. I need to eat. I need to get dressed. It just goes on and on. You can imagine. Of course, the band travels very well. These guys all travel light, travel fast. But the cool thing about the RV is, man, I just emerge from my sleeping chamber at about 7 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning. I just get in the thing. I just start it up and take off. Before these guys, and they're all just asleep in the back, I've got them all there, self-contained. It's really a dream of the band leader. He just has his group, his men slumbering away back there, but he knows where they are. He knows what they got with them. And we're off down the road. So it wasn't until we're like hitting Bucky's up there on 45s. One of them, you know, sticks their head through the curtain and the driver's cab just, Phil, where are we? What's going on? I'm like, oh, man, we're almost to Bucky's. So thrilled, man. You got to keep that band moving. Got to keep that band moving down the road. And the RV makes it a little more luxurious. A little more fun. There's no question about that. It is kind of old school, though, man. It's kind of got the old fabric in there, the old wood. But it's been cleaned up, man, modified. The great thing about having Cody Frank, our drummer in the band, and Richard Marshall in the band, and Blue, of course, is Richard and Cody, they're just handymen. You know what I'm saying? These are guys that fix their own plumbing. These are guys that mow their own grass. These are guys who know how to replace an alternator in a van. These are guys who know how to pour you a concrete slab in your backyard. These guys can do things. You know what I mean? they can get out there, roll up the sleeves, and fix something. So, you know, the big fear of I've always talked about having the bus or the RV for the band for a while. But I'm always just like, man, what are the costs, the maintenance, and what happens if we get it on the road and it breaks down? You can't just call AAA and have them come fix it or tow it off as easily, of course, than with a van or something like that that you can fix anywhere. So the RV always presented some fear, some challenges. So with old Frank and Richard in the band, it alleviates a lot of those fears. So we go boldly. We go boldly down the road in the RV. Oh, man. I even made this special CD for the RV. It's got a, oh man, like some old AC/DC on it. And, oh, what else is on there? Blue. What else are we listening to? I think we got some Joe Jackson on there, some Amy Mann on there, Petty, of course. Just some rocking stuff. Just throwing it in there. I can't stop listening to it. Put about two or three songs from all those artists on there. It's nice. It's got a CD player, you know, brand new in 1994, whenever this thing was built. So we're thrilled to have it, man. The RV. So next time, you know, the full band's rolling into your town, be wary. Don't be looking for Phil's van, although we do take it periodically, of course. But look for that RV, man, coming just billowing black smoke, damaging the ozone with every rotation of the wheels. Freon air conditioning stuff just leaking out from underneath it, radiator fluid, just leaving a green, shiny lake in your parking lot outside your club. The RV is on its way. I kid. It's running like a top. Well, folks, what else is going on? What else is going on, man? I'll tell you what's going on. Summer, man. We've had some great shows. Gosh, it's starting to get hot, though, of course. And, you know, you got to know how to play those summer gigs, man, in the heat. It's so tough, dude. I aspire to one day not have to play any shows in the summer. Of course, I would starve quickly. I'd be out there on the government dole with everybody else. No work, you know. Can't work in the summer. But you've got to get mentally prepared for some of these summer gigs, man. You just know what you're in for. You know, you're driving back from some gig, soaking wet from the show. You know, changing clothes in the van, and there's just wet clothes everywhere. Good grief. Oh, man. So I've been taking precautions, man. You know, let's face it, I'm a little bit older than I was. I'm not 23 anymore out there on the road. I got to drink water. I got to think about my night a little more in advance before we just run roughshod over some stage out in a field somewhere or some parking lot deal in the heat. But we've been able to keep it inside for much of the summer. Had a very noticeable gig. The Mansion. Y'all been coming to the Mansion on Turtle Creek there in Dallas. Very posh confines. The small, dark wood-paneled bar in there where we meet celebrities of every stripe every time we play in there, it seems like. So last time we're playing the Mansion, I'm driving in from Fort Worth. I go by the American Airlines Center. Just tonight, Beyonce. My first thought was, you know what, I bet they're all staying at the Mansion. I'm like, well, of course they are. Where else would they be staying? I guess they can stay at the Crescent maybe, but that seems a little low rent for Beyonce and the crew. Sure enough, I get to the Mansion. I'm loading in the gear. You know, we load in maybe 7 o'clock. We play from 9 to 1 at the Mansion once a month. It's a very, very fun gig. If you hadn't been there, we throw in a lot of covers and silly things. It's just a blast. But I'm loading in there. And the bar is full. The bar is never full at 6, 7 o'clock, but it's full of people dressed to the nines, man. All of Beyonce's family and people and entourage and the detail, man. The detail's there having a few drinks before the show, before they head downtown. Very nice folks. We're in there hanging out with them all. One of which I look up right next to me. I just bump into him. Just, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Charles Barkley. Sir Charles Barkley, basketball great, hilarious commentator that we all know and love. So Sir Charles in there having himself a cocktail. Just, you know, hanging with the full band. So I think, man, Beyonce, I didn't see Beyonce or Jay-Z, but they were there. Jay-Z was there. The Baby. Oh, man, I was brought up to speed on everything, you know, everything that they're doing, who they're traveling with. You know, I've got my sources there at the Mansion. Let me know what kind of soap they want to use in their suites and all this kind of stuff. So just when I think of, so they all kind of clear out to go to the show. And so we're setting up, doing a little sound check, 7:30, 8 o'clock. You know, the bar kind of emptying out a little bit, so we're setting up. Wow, man, you know, The Jay-Z crew assures us, look, man, we're all coming back to party, you know, and get back here about 11, 12 o'clock. Pack it back up. But that's exactly what they did. But this was back about 7 o'clock. Setting up there for soundcheck. I just gaze up. Who's standing 2 feet from me just walking in, texting on his phone? That's right. Hall of Fame quarterback Troy Aikman. Dallas Cowboy great. By himself, just strolls into the place. Looks great. Looks like he can still play, for crying out loud. You wonder if he could, don't you? What is he, like 44, 45? That's probably a little too old, but... Anyway, Troy, man, sits down. Now listen, I'm a Dallas guy. I was born and raised in Dallas, grew up around this kind of stuff. I grew up next door to Ralph Neely, the great all-pro offensive lineman. He'd have barbecue parties, and Charlie Waters and D.D. Lewis and Staubach would be over there. I'd go over there and get autographs. So I had some experience with this kind of thing. I'm not saying I'm some kind of a cowboy insider. But, you know, I don't want to whip anyone's ass. You know what I mean? So Aikman's over there texting on his phone. I just sort of, you know, hey, there's Aikman over there. You know. Well, Richard Marshall, all seven feet of him, our new keyboard player, JW's little brother, he's just in the corner pulling the paint off the wall, doing backflips, hyperventilating. Just Troy Aikman. Oh, my God. You got to remember, this guy's growing up on a farm, on a little farming community, Effingham, Illinois, his whole life. He moves to the big city. Now he's just sitting there with Barkley, Aikman. I told the story about how he met all the international supermodels that were staying at the mansion a few months ago. We're not in Kansas anymore. You know what I'm saying out there? Oh, man, Richard, he's looking around. We're not in Kansas. We're not in Illinois anymore. Aikman, dude, he's freaking out. Richard is a lot more bold. I go, well, look, man, just leave him alone. Come on. You know, I'm kind of giving him that whole thing. And he goes, I got to talk to him, Phil. I go, I'm not going to go over there and mess with him. Who knows what he's doing? He meets a lady, meets him for dinner. They sit down. He's drinking some drinks. But bless Richard, man. Richard goes right over to him and goes, hey, man, what's going on? You're awesome. Ah. The next thing we know, what do we see on Facebook? There's the photo, man. Just Troy Aikman and Richard just sitting there in the mansion bar. Richard with his bandana on his head, just smiling like a little kid at Disneyland. And there's Aikman next to him, just kind of, you know, having a glass of wine, trying to finish his dinner. Bless his heart. Anyway, that's how it all went down. Aikman. So I'm worried we're on stage. Like, I mean, as soon as we start playing, Aikman's going to get up and go, oh, let's leave. But, dude, he was there all night long, dude. Aikman and his date just hanging out, drinking. And ate dinner there in the mansion bar. Troy, thanks for coming, man. Glad to see you're a fan. And he was a big country music fan, Aikman. I remember he was in, when I first moved to Austin, Cowboys had training camp down there in San Antonio, and he and a bunch of Cowboys came to Chris Wall's recording of a video at the Broken Spoke, back when Chris Wall was on Jerry Jeff Walker's label, and... That was a big deal. Just all Aikman was there. Of course, he was like a rookie then, or he was only like, you know, 4 or 5 years in the league. So Aikman was, he's always been kind of around the country music scene. People see him around town a lot. But sure enough, there he was at the mansion, man. Aikman, Charles Barkley. So just come on up, man, anytime you want. Man, we just missed Huey Lewis last time. Everybody kind of laughed at Huey Lewis. Dude, Huey Lewis is a freaking legend. They were like, man, Huey Lewis was here last night. A few mansion gigs ago. I was like, oh, man, I'd love to have gotten Huey up. I bet he could do some old soul songs. Don't you know it? Don't you know he could get up there and, like, play harmonica and sing, like, Dark End of the Street or one of those old Van Morrison songs we do? You're dang right he could do it. I would have loved to have been there. Huey Lewis would have gotten him up there. So, Aikman, all the folks there at the mansion hanging out. We also just missed... the president, remember they dedicated the George Bush Presidential Library there on the campus at SMU. So we get up there next time and say, oh man, you just missed the entire presidential entourage, man. We just, down here in the bar, we had Clinton, we had, old man W, HW was down there, Dick Cheney just guzzling red wine out of a styrofoam cup, just dancing on the dance floor. Cheney, dude, just tearing it up, man. New heart and all, or whatever he's got. Shooting people with his shotgun, just out there ripping it up because, man, they were all in here. Condoleezza Rice, they're all in here having drinks after the ceremony. Yeah, they all stayed at the mansion. So, man, I'm waiting for the big call from one of these big cats, you know. They call, hey, Phil, we saw you at the mansion. We want you to come out to the Hamptons to play at, built for Billy Joel's birthday party or something. I'm waiting for it, man. That's why we're hanging out in there. It's a hell of a great time. Our thanks to Brian and Ryan and all the folks at the mansion who brought us in there, who convinced me against my better judgment, against my initial thoughts on playing in the mansion bar. I was kind of like, man, I don't know. We're not really we're not your average lounge act. But lo and behold, we can get up there and do our little brand of rock and roll and good fun. And, man, drink Stella Artois and just hang with the big dogs, man. So come see us at the mansion if you're up there in Dallas, Texas. It's free, but the drinks are expensive. Just know that going in. You just walk in there, and we play 9 to 1, man. Check the schedule. But you know what? They're not going to like us pulling up in that RV, I don't think. So I'm going to have to keep that RV in storage. I don't think we can... Wouldn't that be sweet, though, man? Just roll up in that little circular driveway on Turtle Creek. Just throw the keys out the front window. Just park it somewhere I can see it, Jimmy. You know, just right there next to the Ferraris up front. Just the RV. Just hand them the extension cords. Man, you can run that in the door there. Just plug it in. Come on, man. We don't take too much power. Just have the AC blasting, you know, just leaking fluid all over the parking lot. Ha-ha! It's coming, so keep an eye out. Well, folks, in the meantime... Look for, oh yeah, the new album from Phil Pritchard and the full band. It's out there making the rounds. Man, we've been at the studio. We've had our friend Ben Warren. We got Rich O'Toole coming in to do a song. We've got, who's been in? Josh Fuller been working on his stuff. Man, I've gotten so many inquiries about the studio lately. I don't know what's going on out there. Everybody thinking about recording. Come on up here, man. So many ways to do it. Recording at Trinidad. Just shoot me an email. Phil@philpritchett.com or text or call me 817-733-5256. Of course, as always, book us for your private parties. That's what we live for, really. I mean, come on. Who else has played for these luminaries like we've been talking about, the mansion? You can just call Phil, email me. We'll just come right out to your house or your ranch or your club or your venue or wherever it is and play all night, man. We'll roll up in the RV, have a few beers. It'll be great. So give us a call, folks. It's what we do. And also, hit that tip jar. Thank y'all so much out there. Oh, man, Alan and Jim and Renee and, who else recently did I see? George, Terry, Jim from Nebraska, and so many more who always throw something in that little PayPal tip jar on the podcast website. Always appreciated because this show is brought to you by you, the fans. That's who supports it. Commercial free. So there you go, folks. Hit the tip jar, book us, record the whole thing. We're here, man. We're here all summer. And God willing, for the foreseeable future. Phil Pritchett here. Great to catch up with everybody. Catch you up on the RV and summer activities. We'll be out there, man. We'll be seeing you. Keep cool, and we'll see you next week. Much tougher. We'll get our education from Circus Magazine. Reading it for Raider and watching MTV. And when they ask us what it is that we're trying to do, we're in a band.